Investment flash.
Central banks are literally shipping gold bars back home, and the dollar's reserve crown is slipping. You want to follow the smart money, buddy? We're talking gold, Japan, and a few other gems this morning.
It's June 17, the London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Tom's not wrong. Gold's move last session has fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, and we called it on yesterday's show. Buy gold. The SPDR Gold Trust is up over 6% in a week. But here's the kicker. It's still 22% below its 52-week high. Central banks aren't just buying, they're physically moving bullion home. That's a vote of no confidence in the system, not just a trade.
All right, calm down. A 6% weekly pop is something, but gold at 397, still a quarter off the peak. The US dollar index is barely 1% off its high. If the Fed even whispers something hawkish, gold could give back a chunk. To be fair, the repatriation is gradual. It's a multi-year thing, not a this-week trade.
I'm going to push back here. It's not just about this week. The Financial Times and Wall Street Journal both ran front-page stories on the same day. That's rare. And the World Gold Council survey shows 84% of central banks expect higher gold allocations. The structural de-dollarization bid isn't even close to priced in, Gerald.
Yeah, look, the survey is striking, but I'm just saying chasing the rip after a 6% move is tricky. I'd rather wait for a pullback, maybe pair it with something. Long gold, short long duration treasuries. That's the cleaner expression, combining the de-dollarization theme with rising global rates.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
And speaking of rising global rates, the BOJ just hiked to 1%, but without any hawkish language. The Nikkei briefly cleared 70,000, and the yen fell to 160. The iShares Japan ETF is now just 1% off its 52-week high. The carry trade is waking up, buddy.
Right, and we're shorting the yen accordingly. But I'm watching that deputy governor's warning on inflation and Iran risks. The market ignored it. If that caution gets priced back in, the yen snaps back hard. For now, the momentum is with Japanese equities.
Japan hitting 70,000 on a dovish hike, only in this market. It's like the time the Fed cut rates and stocks sold off because they didn't cut enough. Central banks, master communicators.
Fair enough. But the iShares Japan ETF near highs, the trade is working. And we're also short the long-term Treasury ETF, TLT, because rising global rates crush bond prices.
Exactly. Long Japan, short yen, and bonds. That's a coherent macro trade. Now, let's talk about something that's pure speculation. SpaceX.
Oh man, SpaceX on track to overtake Amazon as the fifth largest U.S. company. It's up 60% since listing. But MarketWatch warns the surge is fuel from a tiny free float, retail speculation, and forced passive buying. No fundamental anchor. We're watching this one, not buying.
The valuation is a meme with a rocket logo. Remember that electric truck company that went public and tripled on no revenue? Float-based rallies have a way of coming back to earth.
Ouch, but true. And speaking of meme-adjacent names, Tesla's in the crosshairs again. T. Rowe Price's David Giroux says, kick it out of the Magnificent Seven. Forward PE of 162 times. He's rotating into healthcare and utilities.
All right. We sold Tesla on yesterday's show, and it's still hanging out. I'm not sure if it's courage or stubbornness. One fund manager calling for rotation doesn't mean the AI narrative is dead. But I'll admit, a 162 PE is aspirational.
Look, mate, when you can buy healthcare at a trailing PE of 24, flat on the week, 5% off highs, or utilities up 2% with actual yield, it's a no-brainer. The rotation has fundamental backing. Sell the electric car company, buy the hospitals and power grids.
Gerald's right. Tesla's valuation has detached from anything resembling gravity. And I'll add, the regulatory environment for autonomous driving is tightening in Europe. The EU's AI Act implementation is a real headwind. So sell Tesla, Buy the healthcare ETF, buy the utilities ETF.
Fair points. I'll keep a little for momentum, but I see the logic. Now on to the most original take today. Fertilizer. MarketWatch says an interim Hormuz peace may give oil priority transit, stranding fertilizer supplies. That's asymmetric upside for CF Industries and Nutrient.
Stranded fertilizer. Finally, a trade for the logistics nerds. CF Industries is 26% below its 52-week high. Nutrien, 23% below. Cheap optionality on a fragile piece. The only catch is if peace holds and fertilizer flows freely, you're holding a bag of crop nutrients.
Yeah, a bag of nutrients. That's the risk. But the peace talks are fragile. I'll take a flyer on it.
And that piece is held together with tape and hope. Low conviction, but it's a legitimate hedge. Meanwhile, we're selling the oil fund. Increased transit flows could pressure crude, and it's already off 4.7% last session. Gerald, your sell oil call from yesterday is looking prescient.
I'll take it. Oil had its moment on the peace deal pop. Now reality sets in. All right, let's shift to the real engine. AI spending is still ripping. Amazon, Nvidia, and AMD just invested $310 million into Odyssey ML, a startup simulating the physical world.
This is huge. Nvidia at $207, forward PE of 16. That's cheap for AI dominance. AMD got hit 7% last session, offering a bounce entry. The AI CapEx cycle isn't slowing. It's just moving into physical world simulation.
And this is what the market keeps underestimating, the breadth of AI adoption. From cybersecurity to industrial twins, the spending is broadening. SoftBank just launched an OpenAI-powered cybersecurity service in Japan, warning of a black ships moment from AI attacks. The ADR dipped 5% last session. That might be a gift.
SoftBank has a talent for dramatic naming, black ships. But the ADR is up 52% year to date. That 5% dip could just be profit-taking. I'd rather play the cybersecurity theme through the Hack ETF, up 21%, only 9% off highs.
Hack is a solid, broad play. And on the memory side, Nikkei Asia says Kyosha is cautious on CapEx, despite the AI memory boom. That's good for Micron. Supply stays tight. Micron already rallied 14% this week, so the easy money is gone. But the trend is your friend.
Calling the bottom on memory chips again. That's six bottoms this cycle. But honestly, the structural underinvestment in memory while AI gobbles it up is real. I'm watching for a pullback to add.
Six bottoms and counting. All right, let's talk about something that's genuinely undercovered. Battery storage costs have fallen below gas-fired plants for the first time. This is a structural shift, and the press is mostly asleep on it.
Finally, a clean energy story that matters. The solar ETF, TAN, is up 17% year-to-date, but dipped 3% last session. Buy the dip. The broad clean energy ETF, ICLN, same pattern. And short the natural gas fund because batteries are undercutting gas plants structurally.
This milestone is the one I'm leaning into hardest today. When the economics flip, policy and investment follow. The underinvestment in the energy transition is glaring. Buy the solar ETF. Buy the clean energy ETF.
And hanging off that, look at Vietnam. A $360 million aircraft maintenance hub with Japanese and Hong Kong partners. The Vietnam ETF, VNM, is down 5% year-to-date and near 52-week lows. Non-consensus emerging market value.
Right, it's insulated from China's malaise. A patience trade, but one worth watching. All right, let's step back. The spine of today's move is gold and de-dollarization. Tom mentioned it earlier, the central bank repatriation wave and the World Gold Council survey. The convergence is clear. Institutional trust in the dollar reserve system is eroding.
Exactly. And our pair trade, long gold against short long-term treasuries, is the clean expression of that realignment. The BOJ's dovish hike just reinforces it.
capital is flowing away from perceived geopolitical risks into hard assets and non-dollar equities.
But hold on. What's missing from today's coverage? With gold grabbing headlines, nobody's talking about silver or platinum. Silver's industrial demand for solar and EVs is completely ignored, and the battery storage milestone gets a paragraph while AI flash dominates. The press is underplaying the quiet, durable shifts.
No, but that's exactly my point. The underinvestment opportunities are piling up. The market is so focused on the flashy AI stories and the gold rush that it's missing the real structural shifts in renewables and infrastructure. The solar ETF, the clean energy ETF, the Vietnam ETF, these are the trades that will surprise people in 6 months.
And I'll be the first to admit, I've been all about chips and AI. But Marie's right. The battery milestone is a bigger deal than another $300 million AI funding round. I'm adding the solar ETF.
Totally.
At it.
Nailed it.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
We're back later today at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then, buddy.